actually discussing college food choices on and off campus and the different menus. On campus, we have Subway and Panda Express and Starbucks, and you can buy a sub at Subway with flex points, and you can use cash or credit card. And flex points are good because you get it at the beginning of the semester and they last the whole time you're at college. And it's works anywhere on campus for the most part. And that works at all the food places on campus.
We also have the cafe where you can use the meal swipes, and it's basically like an all-you-can-eat thing, and you can take it to go or stay and eat there. They have a pizza station, a salad bar, a pasta station, an omelet station, a place where you can get grilled food like hamburgers and hot dogs, and then another area where you can get like home-cooked stuff like vegetables, and sometimes they have like steak and fish. And they also have a stir-fry station, and then they have the gluten-free place where they can actually make the food for you, and it's probably the best like station they have. So
Another place you can eat on campus is Pod Salad. Pod stands for Provisions on Demand. You can get it for lunch and dinner. It's open between 11 to 5. It's set up the same way Subway is, where all your toppings are laid out. You have the choice between iceberg, romaine, and spinach for lettuce. There's a bunch of toppings, like vegetable toppings, like peas, corn, broccoli, cucumbers. There's usually two people working, so one person will take your lettuce and vegetable order, and then you'll go down the line, and they have a bunch of meats like chicken, tuna, ham, and then dressings like ranch and French, Italian, Caesar, and at the end you can add croutons or sunflower seeds to give it an extra salty taste.
You can also go to Chick-fil-A where you can use your flex points or your real money. They serve breakfast until 10, and then after that you can get any dinner meal like a chicken sandwich, either grilled or fried, with fries, with orange juice or lemonade, or any Coke product that you want. And it's open until 10 at night.
Not only do we have on-campus options as students at ODU, but we also have off-campus options. So if you're not feeling the cafe, Pod Salad, Panda, Subway, Starbucks, or Chick-fil-A, you can go off-campus into the Get area. One of the options is Volcano. It's a sushi place. During lunch, you can get $12 all-you-can-eat sushi, and during dinner, it's up to like $20. So you order, they have appetizers such as like edamame and crab rangoon, and they have all their soups, miso soup and egg drop soup, and then they also have different types of salads. And then you can go on to the entrees, which are a unlimited types of sushis. You can get the raw fish on rice, or you can get it deep fried. They also have hibachi steak and chicken.
And also another off-campus food place would be Why Not. It is a Italian place. It was voted for best pizza. Their food is rooted from tried and family-tested foods recipes. The menu is authentic Italian specialties. They also do sponsorship for other ODU things, so they are closely knitted with the ODU campus.
And then lastly, another option for off-campus food is Noodles and Company. It's a noodles place, as the name suggests. You can get items such as spaghetti, mac and cheese, steak stroganoff, and then you can change the type of noodle that you want for free. You could change it to like penne from the spaghetti, or you can change it to gluten-free.
They also have giant Rice Krispie treats and cookies.
There's also the option of going to Chipotle. Chipotle is one of the most common restaurants that people go to get Mexican-style food. It's similar to Moe's and Qdoba. When you go in, it kind of has a rustic atmosphere. All of the tables and chairs are made out of wood and metal, and you go in a line sort of way, such as Subway or the Pod Salad, like explained previously. When you go to select your food, you can either select a burrito bowl or a burrito, and then you go down the line, and at first they ask you what kind of rice you would like, and then they ask you what sort of beans you would like. You also have the option of selecting vegetables. Then you can go down to the meat, and they have barbacoa, chicken, steak, and pork, I believe. And then they will ask you what kind of salsa you like. They have a lot of salsa varieties. They offer the tomato salsa, corn salsa, a medium salsa, which is kind of green colored, and then a hot salsa, which is a reddish color. They also offer guacamole, which is homemade in their restaurant, and they offer like sour cream, cheese, and lettuce. The good thing about Chipotle is that the whole restaurant is pretty much gluten-free besides the flour tortilla that you would get if you got a burrito. So it's a really good option to eat at.
Another sit-down place, like Why Not, would be No Frill Grill. It's in Ghent. It is a more of a fancy, more expensive restaurant. It has nice home-style cooked chicken breasts. You can get whole chickens. Is very nice. It has very good food with nice spinach. It would be grilled spinach. It's very nice and fancy and a good sit down.
Back to on-campus eating, they have another part of Pod where it's actually a grocery store, but you can also order your own subs. So you could have a wheat or flour tortilla, or bread, Italian bread, and then they also do tortillas. You can have a wheat or flour tortilla, and they offer a bunch of meats, so it's kind of like Subway again, but it's conveniently located near the dorms. They also have another one in the Village, and it's basically the same thing as Subway, but it's located in a better area.
Another option for on-campus food is Raising Cane. It's located in the Village. You can get fried chicken there. There's a Caniac combo, which you get four chicken tenders, and then there's like the three finger combo where you can get three different ones. And you also have the option to get a platter. So if you want to do like a party for a football game or something like that, you can order a platter. You can also get garlic bread and fries, and their food comes with cane sauce, and they also have really good lemonade.
Another on-campus site is Crispy Crunchy Chicken. You can get chicken tenders, shrimp, fries, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, rolls, anything that you can imagine at a chicken place, they have it.
So not only do we have on and off-campus options, but we have a pretty good, as you can see, variety that is offered from Chipotle to Why Not to Noodles & Company to Volcano, also No Frill Grill. And then on campus, we had talked about Cafe, Pod, and Pod Salad, Panda, Subway, Starbucks. We didn't speak about Legends, but that's also another thing that's comparable to CAF. And then we also talked about Raising Cane's and the Crispy Crunchy Chicken, which are conveniently located right next to each other. That is about it for all of those, and you now see all of the options that we have to offer for on and off campus foods and how much of a variety that is available for us as students, whether it be using our own money, flex points, gift cards, or your meal plan that you pay for at the beginning of each semester.